I'm Brian Goldfinger of Goldfinger Injury Lawyers. Accidents happen, and when they do, you'll want a lawyer who will stand up to the insurance company and fight for your rights. In case of emergency, have this name in your back pocket, Goldfinger, Brian Goldfinger. Visit goldfingerlaw.com and get us working for you.
Hello and welcome to the Raptors Reaction Podcast. I'm your host, William Liu. I'm speaking to you after yet another Raptors victory. The Raptors taking down the Milwaukee Bucks for the second time in a week by a score of 129 to 110 at the BMO Harris Center. Very impressive performance on the Raptors overall. Pretty much the game came down to the Raptors had a strong first quarter. The Bucks responded. Mostly by putting Giannis against the Raptors' second unit. That was a good move by Jason Kidd. That helped erase the lead. And the Bucks had a strong second quarter, but, man, the Raptors, like, they dumped 43 points on the Bucks in the third, outscoring them 43-19, and that was the game. The Raptors clearly came with a great game plan. This is a game where you just know from the jump that Dwayne Casey did a great job. Obviously, he played the Bucks, you know, on Monday. So he knows what they're all about, really. But, you know, Dwayne had his team ready to go in the sense that, look, he knew the Bucks were going to come and trap everybody. And that's just how the Bucks play defense. It's kind of dumb, really, because, like, they're trapping everything. And there's just some things that don't need to be trapped. Like Fred VanVleet going to the basket off the screen, don't need to trap. Or, like, DeLon going up, you know, doesn't need to trap. Even Kyle doesn't really need to trap. Like, I get trapping DeMar, but whatever, the Bucks trapped everybody. The Raptors knew exactly what to do with that pressure. They had specific players lined up after the high screen of, you know, who's going to be the first pass in terms of your pressure release valve. When there's two defenders on DeRozan, DeMar will swing it to that man in the middle, and he can decide what to do from there. And there's always options in terms of on the wing, good spacing to have a three-point shooter like OG over there or Kyle over there. And then to have move Ibaka around, I mean, the Raptors just picked the Bucks apart. Like 25 assists tonight, 129 points. Raptors shooting 56% from the field. Didn't even shoot that many threes, like 33, and only hit 10. But just great ball movement by the Raptors. And also because the Bucks scramble so much, and because they, you know, switch so much, and well, not switch so much, but they double so much. So that means that you have to, you know, scramble to recover and stuff like that. Because of that, the Raptors also able to capitalize on the offensive glass. 12 offensive rebounds for the Raptors tonight. They outscored the Bucks by 18-5 in second chance points. And yeah, like I said, man, just credit Dwayne Casey because he had his team ready to play. Obviously, they had a concise game plan. They knew how obviously the Bucks made some adjustments, whatever. But the Raptors kind of had a game plan for whatever they did. And the Raptors as a team executed that game plan confidently. Like, they went into Milwaukee, which is not an easy place to play because it sounds like a rally in there. And, you know, the Raptors just kind of silenced the crowd. You know, silenced the crowd, showed no fear whatsoever. I mean, whatever, it's just a game in January. Like, it doesn't matter all that much. But, you know, no fear for the Raptors. Didn't obviously, you know, look at the Bucks in terms of, like, they treated them seriously, of course. And, you know, they played a great game to show for it. But, you know, nobody was ever afraid to attack the defense. You know, the Bucks defense can sometimes be swarming, but, you know, as we've seen in the last two games the Raptors played in them, like, they have some weaknesses they got to address. But enough about the Bucks, more about the Raptors. The story of the game itself was a bit weird in the sense that, like, the Raptors had to adjust so much of what they did early on because the officiating was sort of questionable. There's a lot of ticky-tack stuff being called one way. It was a 12-4 foul disparity at one point. But, you know, the biggest victim of that was Jonas Valanciunas, who picked up two fouls within a minute. One was a legit foul against Giannis going to the rim. Another one was a loose ball foul where he supposedly slapped, like, John Henson in the face, in his baby face. Like, okay, all right. So like, literally a minute into the game, Jonas is in foul trouble. Dwayne Casey decides to pull him. And in comes Baby Nogueira, which is sort of what we saw in the Hawks game as well, where, you know, the Raptors want to keep the rotation together. They want to bring Porter off with the bench. So in that scenario, it comes Baby. And Baby made a huge impact on this game, especially early on when it was still close. Like, Baby came in, caught an alley-oop from Kyle Lowry. That was an impossible alley-oop, really. Like, the ball was, like, over the square. And Bebe still somehow put a hand to that and finished it. It was a very impressive play. Was blocking shots, changing shots, forcing things down low for turnovers, and, you know, making a high-low pass. You know, like, this is a classic case of the Raptors knowing how to play against pressure, which is something that this team did not know how to do. But, you know, DeMar used Bebe as a high screen. Bucks sort of sent two guys at DeMar. DeMar, you know, slips the pass to Bebe in the top of the floor. And while that happened, you know, Ibaka reading the play as it developed, he cuts backdoor. Bebe finds him in the high-low feed layup. Like, that's the type of stuff that is just, you just, when you watch basketball, you just want to kiss your fingers and go, mwah. Like, that is, that's perfect right there. But yeah, Bebe was very good in that stretch, sparked a 9-0 run, gave the Raptors the lead, you know, even had a physical play. Like, you know, we just never see Bebe play with any physicality, but I saw him, like, muscle up through a defender for an and-one. Like, that was the type of aggression the Raptors played with tonight. Like, going into the man, not having any fear of attacking, and, you know, Bebe had a strong first quarter. He's probably the best player of the first quarter. Second quarter, like I said, Giannis, you know, kind of did a number on the Raptors bench, whatever, that's to be expected, especially if Jakob Poeltl's being called for every single foul at the rim. That's a bit ridiculous. Poeltl had 5 fouls in 9 minutes tonight. Like, you could tell Giannis got some calls at the rim. Raptors responded well. DeMar came back after a relatively quiet first quarter. Again, like, that was by design. The Bucks were trapping him and stuff. He was moving the ball. And DeMar, you know, drawing a couple fouls, whatever. Tight game having to into halftime. Third quarter, Raptors just jump all over the Bucks. I don't know what was said by Jason Kidd in the halftime. I do know that the Bucks did make some adjustments, and after allowing 61 points to the Raptors in the first half, they decided, all right, maybe we don't need to send two guys at DeMar every single time, and that really freed up DeMar to embarrass these dudes. DeMar is getting covered by Tony Snell because Chris Middleton, who is supposedly an elite 3-and-D player, could not be bothered to guard DeMar, of course. You can't rely on him to guard DeMar. DeMar, you know, worked Tony Snell all over, got to the rim, whatever. The Raptors, you know, got him to switch scenarios where, you know, with that Lowry screen, 1-3, or 1-2, I guess, giving the ball to DeRozan against a point guard. DeMar driving at Eric Bledsoe, you know, just taking him on, crossing him over. Bledsoe was just embarrassed. DeMar with an incredible finish there. DeMar driving around coverage from Giannis and John Henson, crossing them over, going to the rim, finishing a layup. I mean, DeMar, this guy just has so much confidence in terms of what he's doing right now. 29 minutes for DeMar tonight, 20 points, 5 rebounds, 4 assists, 2 steals, a block, plus 34, second best rate on the team, second to Ibaka, who was plus 35. 7 of 12 shooting from the field, made a 3. That 3 was a corner 3 where he got the rebound, immediately dribbled to the corner, right in front of the Bucks bench, hit a turnaround 3 over Chris Middleton. Again, elite 3-and-D player, Chris Middleton, minus 29 tonight. DeMar turns around, looks at the bench, you know, stares down Jason Terry. Jason Terry, known to be a pest, known to be pretty much just what Jamal McGlure is for the Raptors, but except he's on the roster. Keep getting those checks at least, but yeah, just DeMar silencing the Bucks. You know. Remember when DeMar silenced the Bucks in the playoffs? In the playoffs, where Game 6, DeMar had 32 points and he drove around Thon Maker and dunked over Giannis and Jason Terry. Yeah, Jason Terry. You know all about DeMar. He didn't have to remind you with that. And while DeMar was going off, DeMar had 14 points in the third quarter, 6 of 7 shooting. Jonas Valanciunas snapped. Like, the man snapped. It was looking to be a really bad game for him, obviously with the foul trouble early on and stuff. But you know what? He came back strong at the end of the second quarter there, finishing off the quarter. Had a couple nice defensive possessions, was gobbling up the glass. Everything was good. And I was like, all right, let's see what he has in the third quarter. And man, this man, he snapped. He snapped. He had all 20 of his points tonight in the third quarter. I'm giving Jonas the first star, right? A lot of stars can go in this game, really. A lot of players played well. But Jonas gets the first star, right? Because 20 points in the third quarter on 8 of 9 shooting from the field, perfect 4 or 5 from the free throw line. Literally all of it in the third quarter. You know, some of it was lucky. I'll admit that much. Like, he was, like, a lot of loose balls kind of just, like, dribbled free to Jonas. And, he, you know, to his credit, he finished and stuff like that. But, you know, between that and getting some rebounds, he was really getting into the game. And at that point, he turned into, you know, a deadly player. And it's just the types of flashes that always, you know, leaves people wanting more out of Jonas, because this is what he's capable of. Like, him working the pick and roll was great. Like, he was consistently getting space for guys like Lowry, for guys like DeRozan, for guys like you know, DeLon Wright. And Jonas would go to the rim, he would be in a dunker spot, Raptors would find him. Lots of nice passes, especially one from DeLon. And there was Jonas just finishing literally everything around the basket. I think the one miss was like an offensive rebound that he eventually converted on that possession. So there was that. There was also working pick and pop, like, he was doing that stuff. And then when he's that hot, like, give him the ball, especially if it's like Thon Maker out here, you know, like, all right, Thon Maker is like, you know, as skinny as Harsh Dave. Like, it's, you know, we just got to give him the ball in the post and just let's go to work, you know. Yeah, Jonas taking Thon Maker into the middle of the floor for that sweeping right hook. We know all about that move. If you're not strong enough, Jonas will get to the middle of the floor and he will make that hook shot. And Jonas tonight, man, just a monster in that. And you know what? The most impressive thing was he played really good defense at the rim, and was great at, in terms of just securing, ending possessions. You know, again, you know, the defense, I don't expect it to always be there, but if you can consistently board and limit the Bucks to one shot, then you know, that's where Jonas can excel. And I'm just trying to find the stats for that one quarter here. But, yeah, the Bucks had zero offensive rebounds. The Bucks had three Jonas out-rebounded the Bucks 9-3 by himself in the third quarter. Yeah, Jonas, again, I mean, him snapping, DeMar going off. He throwing a couple threes from Lowry. Ibaka was great outside of the third quarter. In the third quarter, he was just missing some open shots, but overall, like, you know, Ibaka had a good game. So, but yeah, Jonas, you know, helping to spark that 43 points at third quarter. He got the first star. Giving the second star to DeRozan. I mean, I don't know. There's a lot of guys who get started. And the third star I'm giving to Ibaka. Ibaka just, you know, finding himself in all the right spaces, getting open shots, you know, dribbling at the basket. Came out aggressive. I like when Ibaka comes out aggressive and looks for a shot. And not just aggressive from the three-point line. Like, look for your shot inside first. Look for that mid-range shot. And then work towards the three-point line. I like when he does that. He did a great job tonight. That driving up the defense thing is always awkward. But Ibaka is consistently hitting those shots this year, which has been a nice development. His facilitating in the high post, getting into the pick-and-pop areas. Good game from Ibaka. But seriously, you could credit a lot of guys for this game. Like Lowry, perfect, you know, third or second secondary player tonight. 15 points, 6 rebounds, 4 assists, 2 steals, 5 of 10 shooting, 4 threes in 27 minutes, plus 20. Good job there by Lowry. Siakam, decent off the bench. CJ Miles, you know, 11 points, hit 2 threes, drew some fouls. He's just out there to score, and he's doing a good job of it. Bebe, of course, like I said, man, this guy, 3 blocks in 18 minutes. Good job for Bebe. And yeah, and then you look at Van Vliet and, you know, DeLon Wright. Both of them had all right games. I mean, Van Vliet got a lot of numbers in garbage time and stuff, but you know, he had a tough step back, like one-legged jumper, like late in the shot clock in the second quarter. I was like, whoa, I didn't know he had that in him. But and then DeLon Wright, I mean, I love DeLon. What more can you say about DeLon? 12 points, 7 rebounds, 2 rebounds. 12 points, 7 assists, 2 rebounds, a steal, 5 of 7 shooting from the field, 20 minutes. It's a good team. It's a great team, man. And they play well together. They figured out defensively what they needed to do. I mean, obviously, allowing 110 to the Bucks is not great. Holding them off the glass, you know, limiting their three-point attempts. Like, you'll live with 41% shooting if they're taking 17 shots from deep. Like, if they're only making 7 threes, you're not winning in the NBA nowadays. And, you know, the Bucks did shoot 53% from the field, but, you know, the Raptors got Giannis under control. Like, Giannis got his 24 points on 9 of 14 shooting, mostly on back cuts. Like, occasionally got into the post and, you know, worked some jumpers or whatever, but just wasn't very dominant. And when you look at the Bucks, like, what do you? I don't understand what the Bucks are doing. Like, Giannis has 14 shots. Really? You really want Giannis having 14 shots? You want Malcolm Brogdon taking one less shot than Giannis? You want Bledsoe taking 12 shots? You want Middleton taking 10 shots? Is that really what you want? Thon Maker taking 8 shots? Like, give Giannis the ball. I mean, what are you doing, Jason Kidd? Anyway. Yeah, just a solid win, you know, feel good effort. Ibaka showing a rare display of emotion. When JV finished the N1 off of DeLon Wright wraparound pass, drive and dish, and yeah, man, it's just good times right now, man. I thought the Raptors would go 1-2 this week, and I, you know, it looked like a tough stretch of games, but Raptors taking care of business all three games. I've been very impressed. I'm very impressed, and of course, you know, there are tougher games ahead. Next week they face the Warriors. Next week they face the Cavs. But it's good to have some confidence rolling into those games. And hopefully we'll see what happens. Obviously, Steph playing the way he is right now, the Warriors game is going to be a loss. I'm sorry. It's just, I love the Raptors. I'm very confident in them. But with Steph playing like MVP Steph, I don't know. And you know, with the Cavs, that one I'm more confident in. You know, like if we find something to do against LeBron and their bench isn't hitting threes, we can take them. Anyway, good game from the Raptors. In terms of the Bucks, the Gerald Henderson Award. Man, the thing is, like, not many people in the Bucks played well. That's a, like, I'll give it to Dellavedova, I guess. 10 points, 7 assists, 21 minutes. Really, I should be giving it to Chris Middleton. But, yeah. That does it for the podcast. Thank you to all of you guys for listening. Read my 10 things. Vote for DeMar DeRozan for All-Star Game. Vote for Kyle Lowry for All-Star Game. You know, Kyle's starting to pick it up, too. So, Kyle's had a good week. Thank you for listening, and I'll be back after the next one.